and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where a jury has found Donald Trump liable for battery and defamation. It involves the case of E. Jean Carroll, who said Trump raped her in a department store here back in 1996. Jurors rejected Carroll's claims that she was raped, but found the former president liable for sexually assaulting her. My colleague Elaine Quijano is outside the courthouse.
It took this jury of six men and three women less than 3 hours to reach its decision against the former president of the United States, finding him liable as for sexual abuse and defamation.
The jury awarded Carroll, now 79 years old, $5 million. Moments after the verdict was read, Trump wrote on his social media platform, "The verdict is a disgrace." Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The former president will not be incarcerated. He will not face any jail time.
But it does mark the first time that Trump, who has been accused of sexual misconduct by more than two dozen women, has been held legally responsible for sexual assault. I'm Matt Piper in New York. Now with more CBS News, here's Monica Ricks.
President Biden gets straight to business at the White House.
We're not going to take any questions now. We're going to get started. We're going to solve all the world's problems.
Mr. Biden's meeting with congressional leaders to discuss the debt limit with just weeks to go before a critical default deadline. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Most Democrats in the White House say you got to raise this limit as it's been raised dozens of times in the last 60 years or 70 years or so, and do so with no strings attached. That, of course, is a non-starter for Republicans who turn around and say, look, we're in an era of divided government. We've been elected to try to find ways to cut costs. Let's do that.
Congress has till June 1st to avoid default. Meantime, the Biden administration's working on a new regulation to replace Title 42. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
The regulation would disqualify migrants from asylum if they failed to request it in another country on their way to the U.S. It would bar most non-Mexican migrants from asylum if they enter the U.S. without permission.
Anyone who violates that could be deported and banned from coming back for 5 years. In Texas, investigators still don't have a motive for a mall massacre that left eight people dead. Hank Sibley's with the State Department of Public Safety.
We are trying to get into his computer and on social media and find out, you know, whether he had anything that he'd publicized or been out. We're looking around. We're seeing what he's trying to find what he looked at and trying to get every information we can.
Police say he'd done research on the mall to look up when the most people would be there. In Louisiana, a 58-year-old faces charges for shooting at kids playing hide-and-seek in his backyard. Authorities say a 14-year-old girl was hit in the back of the head. She's expected to be okay. This is CBS News.
No fees or minimums and no overdraft fees are another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
DQ presents The Sound of Summer Calling.
Hey, it's me, Summer. I know you're busy with Beach Days, Little League games, and all the other fun in the sun, but you gotta get to DQ ASAP, pronto, right now. The new Summer Blizzard menu is here, and it brought five iconic summer flavors, like new peanut butter puppy chow and s'mores. Oh yeah, it's back. Oh, that's my other line. Everyone is pumped about this new DQ Summer Blizzard menu. I gotta go. See ya, DQ.
Get it in the app. DQ, happy tastes good.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, May 10th. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids public meeting of the Police and Fire Commission will start at 7:30 a.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Wastewater Treatment Commission will meet at 1:30 in the Treatment Plant Conference Room. Waterworks and Lighting Commission will hold their regular meeting at 2 p.m. The McMillan Memorial Library Building and Grounds Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the McCourt Conference Room, followed by the Library Finance Committee meeting at 5:30. The Portage County Housing Authority Board of Commissioners will hold their meeting at 4 p.m. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee will meet from 9 to 11 a.m. The Traffic Safety Meeting will take place from 2 to 3:30, and the County Public Works Meeting will run from 5 to 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 50. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 78. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. Upper 70s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Just a slow news Tuesday, Tom?
Yeah, nothing much going on here on Tuesday, Taco Tuesday with Crudy.
Well, at the end of hour number one, we found out George Santos, congressman, Republican, sort of embodies everything that's wrong about that party. Well, he's been federally indicted. We don't have many details, but it looks like trouble for young George Santos.
You think a sealed indictment in the Eastern District of New York? Good luck with that, George Santos, if that's your real name.
Here's the great news. 24 hours from right now, we're going to have former U.S. Attorney James Santel, our other legal eagle. And thank you to Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, for doing an admirable job, except managing that dog. Dog kind of stole the show from us a bit. But I'm calling this the Trump-tastic Tuesday verdict edition. Dom, the verdict, civilly liable, not quite a guilty, be better if it was guilty, but Vicki McKenna, your girl here on Right Wing Talk Radio in Madison, Wisconsin, said effectively he was found guilty. I liked her characterization. I'm going to use it.
He was found guilty of being civilly liable. I mean, there you go.
He was found guilty of sexual battery, and he was found civilly liable of defamation. Now, I know there's a legal distinction to be made there, but effectively a jury of his peers in Manhattan handed this down. And, you know, the former president's already out there saying, I never met the woman. Well, the picture... And we saw the deposition. We've seen the video of you misidentifying the plaintiff, E. Jean Carroll, as your ex-wife, Marla Maples.
As my wife.
Which one?
This one. No, it's not. That's
Carroll.
Oh, no, it's blurry. It's blurry.
It was a blurry photo.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, the jury found credibility because, as Maggie Down pointed out, of the $5 million total, $2 million of it was for the sexual battery. This jury believed the plaintiff, E. Jean Carroll. And strangely, we know Trump's already out there denying and threatening to appeal. Of course he is. And that's how Fox News has got it led about halfway down their page. You know, when they make reference to the former president being held civilly liable for sexual battery and defamation. They describe it through his denial, never met the woman. And of course, we've all seen the photograph where he did indeed meet the woman. He's pictured with her.
Well, and it's relevant that he misidentified the plaintiff in this case as his wife or ex-wife, because, of course, he claimed that she's not his type.
Well, that was sort of his legal defense. And there's some other odd things going on, Dom. Suddenly, somebody over at Fox News found just a skosh of a spine. A Fox News host confronted a GOP senator this afternoon about Trump being found liable for sexual abuse.
Got to be Neil.
Yeah, Neil Cavuto. There's not many left. Shortly after a New York City jury unanimously found ex-president Donald Trump liable for sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll in a Manhattan department store in the 1990s, then defaming her by publicly denying it, United States Senator Bill Hagerty, the honorable Republican from Tennessee, defended Trump during an appearance on Fox News. He was the first to defend Trump post-finding of sexual battery. "Well, I have you, Senator," Neil Cavuto says. "I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, former President Donald Trump has been found liable for battery in an alleged 1996 attack on E. Jean Carroll."
Battery is battery. I mean, this is sexual battery. It's not like he's, you know, punched her in the face. He sexually assaulted her. It's a little different, Neil, but please continue.
The jury has ruled that he has to pay her $5 million. He's going to appeal, but this is the latest case. There are probably others. I'm just wondering whether you think that dings him as a potential presidential nominee for your party. Neil, we've been watching this legal circus in Manhattan unfold, similar to what Vicky McKenna is saying. This is just the latest act in it. I don't think this is having an impact on the American public's viewpoint. Certainly not those watching Fox, right? I think the American public is very focused on what's happening to the real economy right now. Look at what happens at our border right now. We're about to lose Title 42. We're about to have another, you know, increase in crisis there. Look around the globe at the, you know, various crises that have been precipitated by this administration. I think that's where the focus of the American public is right now. They're going to be looking for leadership to solve that. Joe Biden is not the one to deliver that leadership. But then, shockingly, Dom, Cavuto pressed harder. So someone like Asa Hutchinson, the former Arkansas governor running for president, says that the president should step down. That would be former president.
The former president, right.
Should step down facing all of these legal battles. He was referring first and foremost, obviously, to this earlier case. I'm just wondering whether you agree that maybe another nominee wouldn't have as many burdens, whether justified or not. I mean, Neil has given him every out. No, Hagerty again declared. Neil, I think we've seen President Trump under attack since before he became president. This has been going on for years. Yeah, according to his own confession during the deposition, right? For like a million years. Stars just, they just let him do it.
Fortunately or unfortunately.
It's been going on for years, and he's been amazing in his ability to weather those sort of attacks. The American public has been amazing in their support for him through all of it.
Wow, dude. Come on.
First Republican on the record.
I'm going to continue to support a sexual abuser, a sexual batterer. And the jury couldn't find it enough evidence, apparently, to convict him of rape or find him liable of rape. But this is who the Tennessee politician is going to support, the sexual batterer, convicted. Here's what E. Jean Carroll said. We said last hour, I want to repeat it again. "I filed this lawsuit against Donald Trump to clear my name and to get my life back. Today, the world finally knows the truth. This victory is not just for me, but for every woman who has suffered because she was not believed." The $5 million, as you mentioned, Curdy, $2 million of it for the injury resulted by his conduct. They said that would be fairly and adequately compensate her for her injuries, $2 million. New York Times reporting the jury also decided Trump should pay Carroll $20,000 in punitive damages because his conduct was, quote, willfully or wantonly negligent, reckless, or done with a conscious disregard of the rights of Ms. Carroll, or was so reckless as to amount to such disregard. It's another $20,000 for being a D-bag. The jury also found that Trump defamed Ms. Carroll and that she was injured as a result of his October 2022 Truth Social post about her. They decided that she should be paid $1 million in damages unrelated to the reputation repair program, the expert witness they had on, and $1.7 million for the reputation repair program only. So the defamation, another million. The reputation repair program, $1.7 million. And finally, the jury also found Trump acted, quote, maliciously out of hatred, ill will, spite, or wanton, reckless, or willful disregard of the rights of another, and that Ms. Carroll should be paid $280,000. If that's the case, I mean, acting maliciously out of hatred, ill will, spite, wanton, reckless, and willful disregard for the rights of others, hell, that's how Trump is all the time. He owes that to everybody, but in this case, Ms. Carroll got that, so almost $5 million. Now, apparently, Crudy, the attorney, Tacopina, well, he's just, this is just strange. Of course, he said they're going to appeal, quote, strange verdict. This was a rape claim. This was a rape case all along, and the jury rejected that, made other findings, will obviously be appealing those other findings. As I mentioned with Maggie Dawn, some of those other issues, Tacopina, of course, accusing the court of bias and that the Access Hollywood tape never should have been admitted, and all the motions that they put down to, you know, lay the foundation for their appeal.
So Tacopina is out on a victory tour because his client was found civilly liable for sexual battery, but not rape.
But not rape.
I got him off the rape charge.
And finally, the New York Times reporting that the judge, Lewis Kaplan, Monday morning, walked jurors through a verdict form explaining what battery meant in the context of civil lawsuit, and there were gradations of the wrongful act. He offered three types of battery for which Trump might be liable under New York law: rape, sexual abuse, and forcible touching. Of course, we know they found him liable for the sexual abuse.
Dominic, we got the phone lines open. They're toll-free always. Want to hear from you. It's the Happier Happy Hour, the Trumptastic Verdict Tuesday edition. Are you feeling good, folks? Is this a pound of flesh? I mean, we're not the victims. We've all been victimized by Trump in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, we...
I like that. Yeah, yeah.
We're not the victim. But does this start feeling a little like justice? Is justice on the way? And does this even affect Donald Trump? I mean, it might keep him away from the debate stage. I could see where you wouldn't want to go up on the stage next to DeSantis and have that guy elbowing him. Hey, what about the sexual battery, Trump? But Trump's a presidential candidate. He's not going to be able to avoid this verdict. He'll dismiss it. Oh, it's on appeal. It's Manhattan, right? He'll have lots to say. 844-967-2789. Your opportunity. You got lots to say. Here is what Trump told Fox News Digital after the verdict.
This verdict is a disgrace. It is a continuation of the greatest political witch hunt in history.
He also told Fox News Digital, Foxy News,
I have absolutely no idea who this woman is.
And that, of course, he will appeal.
Will appeal. We got treated very badly by the Clinton-appointed judge. And Carol is a Clinton person, too. I have no idea who this woman is.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You know us.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your calls welcome, 844-967-2789. The jury has found Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation against writer E. Jean Carroll, awarding her $5 million in damages. Want to get your take, 844-967-2789.
Too bad the federal indictment of George Santos is being overshadowed as such, Dom. I've got a little bit of new reporting on that. CNN exclusively says they have three sources that George Santos has been federally indicted. They have not revealed the nature of the charges yet, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he'll take a look at the charges before determining if he thinks Santos should be removed from Congress. I'll look at the charges.
He's going to need that vote.
Wait, a little bit more here, Dom. According to CNN, during his brief time in office, George Santos has been accused of breaking campaign finance laws, violating federal conflict of interest laws, stealing cash money for an Iraq war veteran's dying dog. That's the saddest one. Masterminding a credit card fraud scheme and lying about where he went to school and worked. That, and he's also, under indictment in Brazil for a check.
I think he may have settled that case, Michael. I'd have to look it up.
He played up his support for former President Donald Trump and once claimed that Democrats were trying to ban toilet paper. That guy. A right-wing troll that got elected to Congress, Dom, with money of questionable sourcing. That's the big question. Who funded that hootenanny?
Well, and wasn't he also dressing up in drag? I mean, and like literally the coolest thing George Santos ever did. I mean, come on.
He also claimed to be Jewish, right?
It is, yes. His mother died in
Roman Catholic four different times. 9/11, the Holocaust.
9/11, that's right.
Depended on the story he was telling.
It's so many mothers.
844-967-2789. Want to hear from you. Your story's best here. Wisco Paul, how you feeling?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. I'm feeling pretty good. Trump got convicted of something anyway. But if all else fails, you blame the Clintons. It's this ace in the hole. It's all Hillary's fault, all Bill's fault, Clinton judges. But the Megas, I don't think they're going to leave his side, the Republicans. Because they like the tax cuts. They like who he put on the Supreme Court, even if it is now proven to be a corrupt Supreme Court. So I don't think they're leaving his side. And, if he does get the nomination, I think Biden will beat him really bad, because I can't see the rest of the country putting up with this much bad news. I mean, if you would have told me that he would have became president in the first place, I'd have said, no, it's not happening. But here he is running again. You got to laugh or you're going to cry, boys. So,
yeah, right, right.
But, well, I don't think the Megas are leaving him, though. I think they're that's January 6th. None of it matters. They just love the man for whatever reason. So, anyway, great show today, boys, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Wisco Paul. 844-967-2789. Time for a few more. Who's your Bob? How's Indiana treating you, fella?
What's happening, Bob?
Oh, I'm doing well, boys. How are y'all?
Good.
Good, man.
You asked whether or not this will hurt the Donald politically. He's not going to lose his base. If they have to admit that Donald was wrong, they have to admit that they were wrong. And they won't do that. I think he's got the votes he's going to get. Now it's just a matter of seeing who can outslug it.
Well, he turned out 75 million voters the last time around, and that's his big claim. No one ever turned out more voters, but, of course, Joe Biden turned out 81 million. But yeah. It's not about the number of votes. It's about the Electoral College math, and we all recall that dark night in 2016. They turned off the local lefty radio station we played out on. And, oh, yeah, that fella Donald Trump that we had been assured was going to lose Wisconsin, lose Michigan, lose all across the upper Midwest, and the blue wall, it didn't hold. It failed, Hoosier Bob. It failed. And Donald Trump, through the eye of the needle of the Electoral College math, won the presidency. It could happen again, man. Crazier things have happened, Bob. Sadly, every time you think it's this life we're living has topped itself, it gets crazier, man.
I'm just glad I'm not going to live that much longer.
Come on, man. We need you. We need you here, Bob. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
I want you on that wall, Bob. I need you on that wall.
Right. You know, it's just further validation of the POS that Trump is, right? I mean, no one's probably surprised. Shame, I think. You know, I'm glad for E. Jean Carroll. I'm glad for the victim that she got her day in court and the jury found that she was truthful and punished, albeit not the way perhaps many of us would like, the former president for his acts of sexual battery and defamation.
But do you think that, the proportionality, and I hate to look at it this way, obviously this was a terrible crime against this woman, but look at the settlement for the Trump University. That was $25 million. That was five times this large. Look at the defamation settlement made by Fox News, $780 million-ish, right? And then you look at this $5 million and you realize, well, Donald Trump's not the billionaire he claims to be, but $5 million for him, he'd be better off taking the blip on the tax returns and having Weisselberg bury it somewhere. You know what I mean? He would be better off financially just accepting the bad verdict and saying, yeah, I wrote it off. I'm trying to run for president. I want to put it behind me. Of course, there's not validity, but I'm a rich man. $5 million? Pay it. But he won't, of course, because he doesn't pay anybody. Come back. Got to pay some bills. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls. 844-96-PARTY.
WAUK. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Renovations will soon begin on the new Hanna Center in Wisconsin Rapids. The former church building on Pepper Avenue will be renovated into a transitional home for women and children in crisis. News 7 reports Christy Novinsky was hired by the board of directors as the program coordinator for the Rapids location. Novinsky desires to bring about help, healing, and hope to women in crisis in Wood County. An 18-year-old set to graduate from UW-Stevens Point will be the youngest graduate seen there in 40 years. Madison Ackley graduated from Crandon High School 2 years early and will now finish her college degree in accounting in just 2 years. When she graduates, Madison will also hold the title of youngest female graduate from UWSP, as well as youngest student of Native American descent to earn a degree from UWSP. Madison plans to pursue her master's degree after taking the summer off to travel to Israel. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 50. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs around 78. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. Upper 70s, Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered storms. Thursday, chance for scattered showers. Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. A Trump-rific verdict Tuesday. Happier, happy hour, rolling through it, Dom. Taking your phone calls. You feeling good about this verdict? Is justice finally being exerted belatedly against the former president, Donald Trump? 844-967-2789. Old friends, new friends. Dana, how you doing, Dana? What do you got for us?
Good afternoon, Devils. How are you today?
Excellent.
Good, man.
Yes, yes, indeed. What a great day. Yeah, I think we got two dynamics in play here. You've got, 25, 30% of the country, they're just you know, they're all in with Trump. Nothing will matter. They're just going to double down. They pour that Bud Light right into the orange Kool-Aid, and they drink it up. The other dynamic is Trump's troubles. He's got a lot more coming down the pike. He's got Georgia, New York, Jack Smith. And regarding the E. Jean Carroll case, wasn't the original lawsuit from her about being defamed because he called her a liar publicly after he was out of office?
Well, and while he was in office, actually, he claimed basically...
They let that go because he did it as duties of the office. But then after he left office, he doubled down again and tweeted about her again and lied to her. And that's when she was able to reintroduce the lawsuit because he was no longer as president. And where I'm going with this is he also publicly called her witnesses liars, and they should sue him too. Just keep it rolling. Just keep them covered. Keep them covered in shinola.
Dana, don't forget also the Capitol police officers have a number of civil lawsuits, as do a couple of Democratic Congress people. I believe Eric Swalwell was one of the plaintiffs against the former president for inciting violence and trying to harm them personally. They have standing, I would suspect, Dana, but, you know, that's for a court to determine.
He's going to be miserable. He's going to be miserable for the next 2 years.
Good. Good, Dana.
he's a miserable POS. I think he's always been that way. Unfortunately, he was president for 4 years. And, you know, when you have a miserable POS in the White House, it kind of impacts the rest of the country. Thank you for the call, Dana.
It was just chaos for 4 years, was it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's not going away. I mean, this is still here. Look, we're still dealing with the ramifications of the chaos agent that is Donald Trump. And so for E. Jean Carroll, great. I'm super happy for her. Hopefully she believes that she's got her justice, and hopefully others will step forward and push back against, you know, the powerful patriarchy, right? I mean, this is Donald Trump. He said it. Oh, it was for a million years. The powerful have been able just to grab women, you know, by their genitals. That's, good or bad, whatever, but that's always how it's been. Stars can do that.
Unfortunately.
You a star? Yeah, you know, I'm a star. I mean, so it makes sense. But honestly, man, it's shameful. This is shameful. I mean, this is a former president of the United States. And it's not going to get better for him. And I disagree with some of these callers. Oh, he's not going to lose any make. He's going to lose some. He's not going to gain any. He's going to lose some. Is it impactful enough? Maybe not. But I guarantee you, there's female megas out there that don't want to be raped or sexually battered by anybody. And perhaps they've had experiences like this. Many women have.
Dominic,
I don't think this is great for Donald Trump or his attorney doing the lap. This is not good. He will lose supporters because of it. But unfortunately, as we've seen, Tennessee politicians, for example, Anil Cavuto, not backing away fast enough. In fact, encouraging Donald Trump.
We'll get to you on the phones. Be patient, please, because Dom rants sometimes. 844-967-2789. Dom, I'm going to read one paragraph from Ruth Marcus, her reaction to this verdict. And I would remind you, You act like Trump's somehow going to lose what, suburban women? Because now they realize? Here's what she wrote. And Trump pre-confessed in the Access Hollywood tape. That came out before the election. He has had 6 years since that conversation was published to come up with an explanation beyond locker room talk of his, when you're a star, they let you do it. Instead, questioned by Kaplan, again, that was the plaintiff's attorney, Trump could not avoid revealing his true self. Historically, that's true with stars, Trump testified. True that they grab women by the... by the genitalia, Kaplan asked. Well, that's what, if you're looking over the last million years,
I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true, Trump replied. Unfortunately, or fortunately.
What?
He could not help but continue to reveal himself. He revealed himself in the Access Hollywood tape. They all knew, right? Paul Ryan disinvited him from the first CD hoopla picnic before the election. Yet they merged their agendas shortly after he won. They all knew. Right-wing talk radio knows. The MAGAs know. The fact that they continue to support this man, and they will continue to support this man, speaks to their character. 844-967-2789.
And I'm sure lots of MAGAs will be steadfast in their continued support for the convicted sexual batterer. Liable sexual battery. I'm not sure what the term is. Got to come up to be specific about it. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be those that are out there. But it's one thing to be jawboning on a bus for Access Hollywood and talking trash. Oh, it's locker room talk. You can't say it's locker room talk when you got to pay off $5 million and are found liable for sexual battery. That's not locker room talk. That's liable. And when those checks clear, because they will, that's no longer an excuse of, oh, they're just, you know, having a good time, having man talk. It's a different level, man. And I think people are underestimating what that means.
But specifically, did you not catch the point? The very specific, damning testimony. The sworn plaintiff, defendant deposition from Donald Trump. What did they do? They made him rehash the Access Hollywood tape. And they said, Kaplan, this attorney said, are you confessing? Is this what you do? Yeah, that's what stars do. Are you a star? I'm a star. I'm a bright, shining star. 844-967-2789. I might be paraphrasing. Drew from Lake Mills. Welcome, Drew. What do you got for us?
Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys. Just a quick statistic. 1 in 3 females will experience sexual abuse in their lifetime. So think about the 3 women, most important women in your life, and there's a good chance that they may have been abused, which is really sad. My second point is, you know, when Trump, it's been said, or I've heard that, like, Trump decided to run for president after Obama made fun of him at the correspondents' dinner, right?
Yes.
And I want to know, like, I want Obama to come out and just say to Trump, you know, after all the lawsuits, after he's in jail or whatever happens to him, and just say, hey, buddy, was it worth it to run for president? Because if he didn't run for president, I bet you none of this stuff would be happening to him right now.
No, he would probably remain the Teflon Don. Hell, to hear Rudy Giuliani's recent assessment compared to most New York businessmen, Trump's a stand-up citizen. Let's just, according to Rudy Giuliani, consider the source true.
Consider the source, right.
Right. But, I mean, I just think it would be, I think it's interesting, or if somebody would ask him, hey, man, was it all worth it just to get back at Obama?
Well, there was some self-gratifying narcissism there as well, I suspect.
I mean, when you're a narcissist, everything's worth it.
844, I would trade it all for just a little more. 844-967-2789. Appreciate your call, Drew. Mark from the SAC, our friend is back. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay. I appreciate your quote from Dirk Diggler.
Boogie Nights, fella.
Big, bright shining star. And it's just ridiculous because I know some of the women that Drew was just talking about, you know, that I can remember it's over 40 years ago now that, you know, that a friend of mine had she told me that something like that had happened to her. It does leave scars. Those assaults on, those particular assaults on women do leave scars. And sometimes it's hard to get over those scars. And it's just as ridiculous that Donald Trump has slid through his life never having to answer for his crimes. And now in this particular case, it was a crime that, even though he wasn't criminally prosecuted in this particular case, that he's, you know, hopefully he's going to be paying the price. That it is just
Mark, let me...
Sad that you...
Let me jump ahead. Vicki McKenna talked and dismissed this civil finding, but then predicted that Donald Trump, due to the venue, Manhattan, will be convicted on all charges, effectively, brought by Alvin Bragg.
Good. And not because it's Manhattan, because that's justice. Lady Justice has the scales are finally coming to balance for Donald Trump, and the justice's sword is maybe going to hack away at the reputation that Donald Trump supposedly has as the Teflon Don. And Nikki Vicki can pack it up and join Satan in the hot place.
Hey, man, don't be besmirching Satan with Vicki McKenna references. I just saw the Satanic Club. They're doing well. They're doing good work out there in this country, Dom.
Hey,
posted something on our Facebook account. You know, no, we are the
maybe we'll get there. Thanks for the call, Mark. Always appreciate it, man. The Teflon Don moniker.
Politically, it's been true, dude.
Right. John Gotti was a Teflon Don, right?
Until he wasn't.
Until he wasn't. See, right. The original, right? Capone. Can't touch Capone until they got him. Everyone's untouchable until they're touchable. You know what I mean? So, yes, it's amazing when your rich-ass father dies and leaves you hundreds of millions of dollars that you can get away with all sorts of crap. Not really. That's kind of how life is. But, you know, karma's a bitch, too. And some of these things are starting to come back on Donald Trump. And now he's got this. And he's, you know, the $25 million from the Trump University and all the other law. I mean, it's not like he's been untouchable. You know, all those lawsuits that he's been in, he hasn't won them all. You know what I mean? Certainly that's his tact. He's got a lot more money than most other people he's going to be suing, so he can run out the clock. I mean, that's not it's a strategy. It's a no-brainer when you got barrels full of money. Sure, but let's not forget, he didn't earn that. He got it from daddy. He probably would have been better off if he invested in T-bills 40 years ago than doing whatever it was that he does. I'm not going to judge him on that. But I think it goes to certainly goes to the character of the man. So, you know, Teflon Don, they can't touch him until they do and they have. And look, historically, he's been convicted of all sorts of things. He's paid out all sorts of money. And the trend is there. He's going to continue to have headwinds. And that's not persecution. That's just comeuppance for your actions, Donald Trump. 844-967-2789. We're running out of time. Let's get some more. Oh, well, wait. We'll wait for the callers. Be patient, callers. We'll get you on the next
segment. Do I get a say here at any point during this second half of the show? Because
Crudy doesn't get enough chance to talk. Please take it away, buddy.
It feels that way to Crudy. I saw Larry David, a redo on a late night show. Larry David said he hates acting because, you know, he gives his dialogue, but then he's got to wait for the other actors to give their dialogue. And he said, I'm only really comfortable with the talking aspect. Teflon Don, politically, he's going up in the polls. That's the crazy thing.
Last spring, you chose hardworking seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
844-967-2789. Dream big, fella. Jim from Minnesota, welcome. Listening on AM 950, I suspect. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
This is Jim, the Bears fan in Minnesota.
Well, lucky you.
You may remember me from a year ago. I wanted to call you guys and say thank you. This has been a daily double. I didn't know about Santos until I heard you guys. So it's a happy day in a lot of ways.
George Santos, for those unfamiliar, Jim, joining us late. George Santos under federal indictment, according to CNN's exclusive reporting.
Right. You're the guys I heard this from. So I'm very grateful.
You can trust us, Jim. It's true.
I totally trust you. Even though you're Packer fans, I totally trust you. Okay.
Hey, how about the Lions fans, Jim? How about me, man? You trust me too?
Only at a noon game, Jim. Not at a flex game or a night game. Detroit doesn't get any of those.
I will be calling you back more times this year than I have lately. You guys keep up the good work. I really appreciate you.
Well, Jim, you won't be calling to rub in any Bears wins over the Packers, I suspect, because Jordan Love, he's going to own your ass too.
Yeah, we'll see.
844-967-2789. I feel like pitting these two against each other. Let's go with our pal, Pizza Box Mike. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. You know, I'm just not that optimistic just because of all this verdict today. I mean, you look at the morality of this country or the lack of it, and it's not like
define morality. Define morality. I mean, our evangelical friends would say if you don't love God enough, you're a bad human being. Pizza Box, I think you're talking in a much more humanist sort of way.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, if there's any humanity left in people, they should understand that you know, that their children, their number one chance at dying in this country is at the end of a gun, maybe a mass shooting. Maybe the parents with, maybe some of the siblings. I mean, it's not getting better every day, people. It's like, you know, and the problem is that, yeah, you know, the society in America is so broken down. And then, you know, I watched SEIU at the Capitol today. They had a press conference, UW nurses and other health personnel there, home care workers, people that work at nursing homes, people that work in the critical care units, COVID units. And after you listen to it, I mean, you can't help but, you know, just get choked up and feel just disheartened. And then you look up at the Capitol and, you know, that the Republicans aren't going to give a damn about that, correct? I mean, you know, I've been watching this in Wisconsin for far too long. And even going into an office today, you know, that, you know, threatening to call the cops on me because I'm asking them how much Beaver Bourne gets every day for per diem, and who is he to call out people on welfare? He's the biggest recipient. It's, you know, $5,670 is what he took in 2020 COVID year, and we all know they didn't do a damn thing during COVID, right? So how do you get 70
putting up their
days
Christmas
the
tree
Capitol
and singing Christmas carols for their constituents? Mike, that's what they were doing.
Yeah, you know, and it was a real, I just don't, you know, and I remember the last call that was on 92.1 was me calling Mitch Hank, you know, and having Matt Rothschild on there. And I said that, you know, I'm pretty sure Trump was going to win. And then that night, everybody got mad at me at the bar. You remember? I'm like, Trump's going to win this. And hey, the reason why I was laughing is cause not because I think it's funny. It's because I smoke good weed, and I'm still doing that.
Appreciate your thoughts, Michael. But just for the record, that's Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Beaverborn to you, sir.
Thanks for the clarity.
Republican from Beaver Dam. I think that's the beaver reference. Nice beaver. Thanks. I just had it stuffed. 844-967-2789. I wish the queue offered me more alternatives right now, Dom. Should I drag my feet and just waste, you know, four quarters defense, right? CJ, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Hey, Donald CJ, Trump? What are your thoughts on Trump being liable for sexual battery and defamation?
Well, I think he made a mistake in not testifying, but that's okay. You know, Bill Clinton had to pay the same. You know, so it doesn't make a big deal.
So it's okay. Sexual battery is okay? I can't believe you're suggesting that, CJ.
I didn't say it's okay. I said that I think he could have done a better job by defending himself by actually testifying. It
yeah,
doesn't
but
matter, though.
It he was guilty, CJ. It wasn't going to help him get off. He was either going to perjure himself or look more damned.
This country does it, Crudy.
What's that, fella? Dumb.
It doesn't solve any of our issues in our country right now, does it? So it doesn't.
It's
matter.
A pretty big issue, man. Huh? I mean, sexual assault of women by powerful men, rich and powerful men. You know, that's kind of an issue, CJ. And I think you should, you know, be a little more sensitive to those who have to deal with something like that. E. Jean Carroll's not the first nor the last, man.
You know what CJ is talking about is they're rolling back Title 42, right? This very Stephen Miller neo-Nazi inspired anti-immigrant policy under Trump. Well, it's coming to an expiration point. And the claim is, and we don't know, but there could be as many as 130,000 immigrants in the northern part of Mexico that could come here, seek asylum, whatever the case may be. And this will be a disastrous thing, according to Fox News and guys like him, guys like CJ. But if today, because let's not forget, tomorrow is Comer's big crack at taking a shot at Hunter Biden, right? And he was begging the federales not to get out in front of him, not to indict Hunter Biden. But you know damn well tomorrow, if that were to come to fruition, if there were some indictment or there's some there from the Comer accusations, he'll be talking about the Hunter Biden and indict him now and it's time, right? Prosecute him because he's linked to the big guy. The big guy in this case being Joe Biden. He'll forget all about today's, well, what about the border? What about more pressing issues? Because tomorrow's pressing issue will be Hunter Biden. The hypocrisy, CJ. I can already envision it. You're so transparent, sir.
Teflon
CJ. He was 2022's D-bag of the year honoree. I mean, he does have that going for him.
Which is nice. Congratulations, CJ. And I got to be honest, truly appreciate you, you know, living up to the title, the honor of which our audience has bestowed upon you. You continue to prove us right.
He was a runaway victor. It was like the Protasiewicz over Dan Kelly victory. You were the nearly unanimous choice, and that was over Donald Trump. CJ.
that says something.
Thank you all for listening to what some describe as the greatest radio show ever. Most.
It's true.
If you don't know it yet, keep listening. And please keep it locked right here. Civic Media, Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education at 7 o'clock with Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Jenny Lupinati. And between now and then, Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake with Robert Pilot, Wendy Pilot, Olga.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up
that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.3.